You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
You may have seen the figures from the hospitality job platform Barkats, which have shown that the industry is short by 30,000 workers. But John Crocker from Unite Union says that the industry's current wages do not reflect this critical need for staff. The government's proposed Fair Pay Agreements Bill, currently awaiting its second reading, would provide a framework for collective bargaining for fair pay agreements across industries like HOSPO. I spoke to Crocker about the union's campaign for a fair pay agreement for HOSPO workers, which they say is the best way to resolve ongoing shortages in the sector.
The idea behind the fair pay agreement is that we managed to negotiate for a whole industry at once, in this case hospitality. You know, we're a hospitality union. We've got a fair idea of what people want. Obviously, hospitality needs a pay rise. There are health and safety issues. There are issues around hours of work. But part of this is also about getting engagement from the hospital workers themselves. So we're going to be going through a claims process, and we're going to be listening to the hospital workers, finding out what they need, and then negotiating what works for them.
Recently released figures by the job platform Barkats has shown that the industry is facing a shortage of 30,000 workers. Why are we struggling to fill these jobs?
Well, there are a number of reasons. The first is that the pay and conditions aren't really that great. Secondly, it's been like that for a while. The AUT study has shown it's actually been like that for generations. So it doesn't have a great reputation for attracting workers. And the way hospitality has structured itself over the years, it's relied heavily on migrant workers who aren't available in the numbers that they used to be. So where they would normally be getting those workers not available, and they simply don't have the terms and conditions, the pay, or the reputation to attract new staff.
Can you share just a bit of insight into the working conditions and what it's like for HOSPO workers here in Aotearoa?
Yeah, well, I mean, we hear a lot of horror stories. There was that quite bad one coming out of the Metro magazine a year or two ago. And we've seen from the AUT research, respondents were saying that, you know, roughly over about five key metrics, 20% minimum standards breaches were being found. We've also seen most workers aren't getting training, and about half workers are experiencing or witnessing bullying and harassment. So that's what we know is out there from the research. But we've also seen some contracts where people don't have finish times. You know, we know that we've seen migrant worker exploitation below the minimum wage. So yeah, it's a bit of a mix of some bad stories out there. Not that all employers are bad, but just that there are enough that it's dragging the industry down.
The government has announced that they're going to introduce some new immigration measures for the HOSPO sector to alleviate recruitment stress for employers. What are your thoughts on this decision?
Look, we're not really in favour of it. What they've actually done is extended an existing measure. So to bring migrant workers in, you need to be paying the median wage, which is 27-something. So they've given exemptions for hospitality to bring migrant workers in at 25, and they've extended that. So, no, we don't think that's really good. We think they need to increase the wages of New Zealanders more. It's not something we support.
Heading into these summer months that are expected to be quite busy as people go on holiday, do you have any concerns for the sector and for its workers, and what are these?
Well, I guess these are concerns that we've already seen. So you hear some bad stories over summer, you know, the way some festival workers are treated very casually. You know, there's always additional risk. People don't think about hospitality because, you know, a lot of danger lies in things like forestry and manufacturing. But when you have large groups of people and you have alcohol involved, there is risk. You know, a lot of psychosocial harm. So that's going to be out there. I think workers need to just, you know, stick together and stand up for their rights as best they can.
Just circling back to the fair pay agreement, who is going to be involved in this and what could it mean for HOSPO workers potentially?
Fair pay agreements are, you know, the new legislation. They're not in yet. They're coming in a month or two. And this is, it's a shift in the industrial landscape. This is once in a generation. It could mean the reunionisation of the hospitality industry. It could have a massive improvement in terms and conditions and an uplift in pay. So, yeah, we encourage hospitality workers to get involved. We need people to sign on for a HOSPO FPA. People want to join the union. That's even better. And, yeah, the more support we have, the more engagement we have, the better outcome we'll have for the whole industry.
Why do you believe that a fair pay agreement could be the best way to go to improve conditions for hospital workers?
It's kind of a mechanical question. It allows a union with enough support to negotiate for a whole industry. So once we get that support from the workers, which we're starting today, or with our own members, we'll be able to negotiate for the whole industry, and when we get a deal, it will apply to the whole industry. So we'll be able to raise wages, terms and conditions for a much larger group of people than our current membership. You know, we're proud of what we've achieved over the years, but there's so many hospital workers out there who haven't had a chance to join a union and negotiate better terms and conditions yet, and FBA has changed that.
And what's your message for hospital workers listening today?
Get involved. When you're asked to, if you consent to give your details to the union, absolutely consent. We're not going to spam you. We want to hear from you, and we need that involvement. Come along to meetings you're invited to, respond to surveys, just participate in this, and it's going to be better for all of the hospital workers.
And that was John Crocker from Unite Union on their calls for fair pay agreements legislation.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.